Thank you for joining us for the Reimagine Your Dream Bookkeeping Firm series. I am Cindy Schrader, the founder of Bookkeeping Buds and the owner of Bright Bookkeeping. This series is for anyone who has a bookkeeping firm or is looking to start a bookkeeping firm. If you missed any of our calls, you can find a replay of the topics on the website, bookkeepingbuds.com. Our final topic in this series is Master Your Magic Touch. One of the things I love most about Disney is all the details they put into everything. When people normally go to the parks, they may not even notice some of the small things, but for those that keep coming back, it is the details that are the most enjoyable. One of these details are called Hidden Mickeys. As you know, Mickey Mouse is the icon of Walt Disney, and a Hidden Mickey is the common silhouette of Mickey consisting of one large circle and two smaller ones. There are Hidden Mickeys throughout all the parks. Some of them can be obvious, for example, on a sewer grate or sign, but the real Hidden Mickeys are added to pictures and ride cues and statues, often not noticeable to passerbys, so you have to seek them out to notice them. In my bookkeeping practice, I don't have Hidden Mickeys, but I do try to add a little bit of magic into all of our clients' experiences. This goes beyond doing a good job on the work we do for our client or how quickly we follow up with them. In my opinion, both of these things should be a standard part of running a professional business. I am talking about the extras. There is a lot of talk about going the extra mile for clients, but there is a Disney speaker named Jeff Knoll that talks about going the extra inch. These are little things you can do to make the customer experience go from nice touch to wow. What are some examples of how you can surprise and delight your clients? I have come up with some ideas in regards to educational marketing, appreciation, promotion, and gratitude. Many of you are probably already using some form of educational marketing. This can be something as simple as a monthly newsletter. But what if you highlighted specific topics they would find helpful, such as how to handle difficult QuickBooks transactions or things to look for on financial statements? You could also add a client of the month section to your newsletter to showcase them to all your other clients. What about a Facebook group just for your clients so they have a place to ask questions where others can also learn from the answers? Many times, if one person has the question, then there are others who probably have the same question. Another way to go the extra inch is by showing appreciation. I am sure many of you include on your invoice or in your emails a line that reads, "We appreciate your business." But what if you took it a step further with a surprise check-in call where you also let them know verbally how much you appreciate being part of their financial team? We take appreciation a step further than that by sending cards and brownies. I am a distributor for Send Out Cards, a company that helps you act on promptings by making it easy to send physical greeting cards from your mobile device. When a client sets up an introduction call with us, we immediately send a card with our picture and information. When they sign up for the Bright Review, we send another card with brownies. Then throughout the year, we send additional cards to add a little magic to their day. How many clients get a 4th of July and Halloween card from their bookkeeper? All of our clients do. Self-promotion is never easy for bookkeepers, but it is easy to promote your clients. Be sure to follow your client's business on social media so you can offer to share their specials or upcoming events. You do not necessarily have to be friends with them if you don't want to share your feeds with them, but you want to make sure you are aware of what they have going on in their business. Be sure to let them know, perhaps in your newsletter, to alert you to anything they want help in promoting. If you are using their products and services, write them a testimonial and post it on Yelp or Google. Participate in their live events, or if they are speaking somewhere, attend and show your support. It is always great to have a friendly face in the crowd. My favorite piece of magic is gratitude. Consider going the extra inch, not just for your clients, but what about someone who refers you leads and power partners? Power partners are people you build relationships with that have similar clients to yours, such as business bankers and CPAs, so that you can refer business back and forth. When someone gives us a referral, regardless of if it turns into business or not, I will send them a $5 gift card for thinking of us. This will encourage them to continue to think of us. Then depending on how the contact goes, I always send a follow-up email to let them know that yes, it is going to work out, or no, they were looking for something else. This is also the perfect time, if it wasn't a good referral, to say why it wasn't and explain who you are actually looking to connect with. Many times when someone refers business, they want to know what happened, or they may stop sending clients your way. These are just some of the many ways you can add some magic to customer experience through educational marketing, appreciation, promotion, and gratitude. Your homework for this week is to think about what you are doing to go the extra inch in your client relationships. Are there areas you can improve on or add something a little more? I would love to hear what you come up with. This is the final week of our Reimagine Your Dream Bookkeeping Business. We've covered Determine Your Happy Place, Recognize Ultimate Guests, Embrace Your Sparkle, Accept a Red Robe Policy, and Marvel with Your Magic Touch. I hope it was helpful and gave you some new ideas to continue to grow your successful business. Until we meet again, dream big, shine bright, and be kind. Are you a woman who owns a bookkeeping firm? Do you love working on your own but still want the sense of community? Are you having a hard time grasping all these apps and which are the best for you to start using? Do you need some additional motivation to push you out of your comfort zone? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then welcome to your bookkeeping happy place. Bookkeeping Buds is just the community you are looking for. We offer a private Slack channel to connect with others in the community, virtual and in-person meetings to stay up to date on industry news and share ideas, quarterly goal-setting exercises to help keep your business on track while you take care of everyone else, as well as an intimate in-person boutique retreat to spend 2 days networking and learning to improve your business health and wellness. Go to bookkeepingbuds.com to join us today.